Leslie Cornwell, certified nurse midwife with midwifery business consultation. I have a good friend of mine for many years, Terry Lemley. She's also a certified nurse midwife that has a private home birth practice, unofficially birth center. I'll let her talk about the details of that. Terry, thank you for joining me today.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah. So Terry, tell us a little bit about your midwifery journey and how you ended up with Gentle Harbor Midwifery Practice.
Well, a long time ago, because I'm not very young, I was an OB nurse and decided that I needed to do more for women and offer them more options. Became a nurse midwife and worked in the hospital world for about 13 years. Found that, again, my hands were tied many times, and the practice I was that I was working with at the time, we weren't seeing this vision, the same vision. And so, okay, so now what do I do? So I started looking, and the people in my region said, wait a minute, we need home birth here. And I said, I never thought of that. And I didn't think I could do it business-wise. So I jumped into the world. It was a good time in my life to do it. And so within 6 months was pretty much solvent and able to pay my bills. And that was 8 years ago.
It's gone so fast because you and I were side by side. I was starting my birth center practice the same time you were, and we were almost thinking of joining forces because you're not that far from where my family is. So we've been on this journey, and what's been interesting is Terry's fought through the burnout and the highs and lows, and I burned crashing in 2017. She's seen me at all levels. So that's why I love that Terry's on. She's resilient. She's got so much knowledge to pass on to midwives. So with starting your practice, what were things, you said 6 months you were solvent, like what were things that were kind of, I'm so glad I started my practice versus holy cow, I wish I would have known ahead of time?
How to have honest conversations with clients about money. I think that's everybody's fear. Like, how do you offer insurance things? How do you do? And I went down a few roads with some insurance billers that weren't positive. At the end of the story, I wound up hiring somebody that worked for me that learned billing. And so that's currently what I do. And that's not how a lot of practices do billing. Some don't, or insurance things. Some practices, say to the client, well, you need to just, send this to your insurance company for reimbursement. And we've opted not to do that because we can make it work the other way. And that offers the client another layer of service.
I think it makes a difference what volume you're at. You're at such a large volume that it made financial sense to have in-house a biller versus some people
Right. So that piece, that was probably the most challenging piece for me. But beyond that, I felt confident with the care. And what else would I had good support of people in my region. If I had questions, how do I get this paperwork? Who do I call for this? I'm stuck on birth certificates. I had other people I could call. So that definitely helped make things successful.
Well, and I think a lot of nurse midwives, I think certified professional midwives, it's part of their apprenticeship, their schooling. But as a nurse midwife, never being exposed to home births and deciding to start a home birth practice, did you feel like there was a learning curve? Did you have good resources from the midwives in the community doing home births? How did that transition go?
I think I had some pretty good people in the community. I think my perspective and how I viewed birth in the first place, having worked in the hospital for 13 years as a midwife, that I'd seen most things. And for some midwives, that would make them more concerned. But for me, it felt like I have the ability to see most things. So that if there were a concern, a need for transfer, I would know what that looks like. And having a wide variety of baby care experience in my background as a nurse, I felt like I had a lot of those good tools. So not a lot was worrisome to me. And so I was perhaps in a unique position more than some others might have had experience with just in their education.
Well, and I think it's a certain type, like you said, the perception of birth, because there's many nurse midwives feel more comfortable in the hospital setting. They have an underlying misunderstanding or fear about a hospital. And so sometimes it's getting past that anxiety of like, okay, these are low risk, healthy women. And what are the resources and training and tools do we need for low risk, healthy women versus the hospital set up for whatever comes through the doors? So, yeah.
Right. And the value for me, and the thing I continue to see is the primary thing that keeps me going in home birth, is I have a little more control over who else is taking care of the client and their care. Mm-hmm. So in a hospital situation, I don't have control over the nursing staff. And so you're at the mercy of how that staff is trained. Yes, you try to work as a team. Yes, you try to be helpful to each other, but that's not always happening. And so this way I have a little more say over that, and how the client is approached by the other staff that help me, because I employ them. Yeah. And so I have that ability, number one, to be more hands-on perhaps, because I am their primary care person, perhaps in labor, with other people helping. But then I also have control over what that verbiage is at the client, or how the tone of the room is played through during a labor process.
Yeah. And I think that's part of when we were talking about the benefits of owning your own private practice, is like, the hospital has privileges, they have protocols, they have guidelines, you have collaborating physicians. There's so many variables. Like, I don't think people, if more midwives really tested and shadowed and exposed in the clinical setting to out of hospital births, we would have flooded a private practice, as I truly believe, because they're the Cadillac of the births. They're night and day different. We are the guest in their home. Like, it's a totally different dynamic. And I love that part of it. Like, they are truly ultimately in control.
And it's much simpler. You know, people, I think that sometimes midwives think that it'll be harder because you have all these other roles that you're doing, but I can keep it simpler. And the client appreciates that. I appreciate that. The same standard of care gets accomplished, but in a simpler way.
Well, and I think that's why out-of-hospital births are increasing and increasing, especially post-COVID. It's not just the fear of the hospital being a sick house, but how complex healthcare is getting, and birth is a normal process. And like, that was, and I know at most midwives and practices, it's just a calm, relaxed, laid-back environment. The education's that way, the labor support. And so, yeah, I think even for you, I mean, I was more stressed out in the hospital setting and the clinic and the rush and the day-to-day than I got to drive and I got to choose how long, and like, just that power of how crazy do you want your day? How crazy do you want your volume to get? You are in control of that.
Right. Absolutely.
So with your practice being open for 8 years, do you feel like you're in a place where it's like, where did you shift from I'm a new baby practice to now I'm more well-grounded, established? Did you notice, like, with certain repeat clients or a branding in the community, when did you notice a shift of how you're viewed?
Well, I would probably say 3 to 4 years in, yes. You know, then you have multiple repeat people coming back, which is exciting, and to get to know their families and all those relationships. And not only a repeat client, but then her sister-in-law, her friend, her friend's friend, you know, and all those depths of relationships is very rewarding and exciting to see those families. So, but COVID changed the whole conversation. Mm-hmm. The many clients that were fearful perhaps of being out of hospital, or they said, I couldn't talk my husband into being out of hospital because of his fear. Then we're calling and saying, I'm fearful of being in the hospital and of the restrictions there. What mm-hmm. Can we talk? Yeah. And so that being a year and a half ago is when things exploded. Now, about the same time, I also had another midwife for a short time working with me. And the numbers were going up already, and I was excited because then I could support that second person. And then through various things that happened, she decided to move on to a different state. And so then I was left with a busy, busy group of people. Mm-hmm. And so still trying to manage and see how to best meet the needs of my community and yet take care of myself.
Yeah, the work-life balance is so, so difficult, and it makes a difference. You're blessed with very amazing midwives in the community to support each other, but you still, like, they have a busy practice. You all have a busy practice. And so balancing, like, we just need more midwives. And like you and I have talked about on the sidelines, like, how do we support the midwives so this vicious cycle of burnout and just good support, good clinical experience, good, you train students all the time, which is amazing. How do we expand midwifery in a healthy way?
Right. Absolutely. Yes. So important.
Yeah.
Yes. And the midwives that are in my community aren't so close that I necessarily can send people to their practice. We kind of fringe on the edges. Okay. So truthfully, there's not anybody else in my region.
It's just
While that's great for business, it's almost too much for business. No, because I can't refer necessarily clients to somebody else if I'm full.
Yeah.
So I have to say, I'm sorry, I can't.
Yeah. And that's what's hard, because you feel a little more of that guilt. It's not like, oh my gosh, I trained this wonderful lady that's down the street. I'm going to send you there, because now you're pushing that, not saying no and not saying the barriers, because everybody has a story, everybody, but you can't serve everybody. I mean, you learned that from me. And so I think it's very interesting. You guys are doing such amazing things in the community. I know you've been looking for another partner. Kind of what style of midwife or education or style of a partner are you looking for?
Well, I work in two states. Okay. So we have to think about how licensure happens in Michigan as well as Indiana. Last year, my Indiana numbers surpassed my Michigan numbers. And so, but my home is in Michigan. Obviously, my practice is based in Michigan. So I forgot where I was going with that.
We were just talking about your potential partner and just the regulations dynamics.
So what that looks like. Okay. So certainly certified nurse midwives are able to practice independently in both states. So that's not been an issue for me as practice. If I bring another certified nurse midwife on to work with me, that would be great. If I have a certified professional midwife that would come work with me, we have a little more challenge. Michigan has a fabulous law. Indiana is a little bit more challenging. And so I think sometimes when certified professional midwives or CPMs look at the option of maybe coming to Indiana, they're like, oh, that's a little bit, that requires a lot of hoop jumping.
Yeah.
And so, so I'm willing to help somebody do that, but it is a little bit more of a challenge. The biggest challenge being their licensure requires physician collaboration.
Yeah.
And so we have a little bit more of a challenge. The CPMs that I know that do work in Indiana have found ways to make that work. But it is a little bit of a challenge for sure.
Yeah. So. Well, and I think that's what's hard. Like in a perfect world, I'd love to see midwifery practices where we have two CNMs, two CPMs, direct entry, because they're going to complement each other with more of the little high risk GYN, more of the alternatives in their education. But sometimes it feels like, well, we think one's better. And I'm like, there's a lot of dynamics to think about with the credentials that you're joining on your team as a business owner. Because I know when I had my private practice, we didn't have midwifery regulations. That's just a year out. So with me and having malpractice and being in network with insurance, and like people felt like, oh, she doesn't like certified professional midwives. I'm like, that's not the case. It's the way the regulations are currently. The practice and the business structure can't support this. And that's frustrating to me. How do we build collaboration when the state regulations are creating tension between you to support each other?
Right. So certainly in Michigan, that's changed in a very dynamic way in the past couple of years, which is very exciting. Awesome.
Yeah. So you just got to get Indiana that direction.
Yes.
So you're looking for a partner. I mean, are you willing for a new graduate if they're the right candidate? Like, kind of tell me what type of ideal client, potential partner you're looking for.
Well, I think that somebody that is perhaps of a little different demographic than myself might be helpful. Somebody that's a few years younger, it's a little bit more perhaps closer to the age of our usual client might be helpful. Someone that is perhaps newer to coming out of school has been updated in some of the new thoughts. I think that's great. I believe that even offering a new graduate a spot and then having them work alongside very closely for a year would be ideal. It just gives them a great opportunity to jump into the home birth world with a lot of safety net, a lot of comfort, a lot of support. And I think that would be a terrific fit. But I'm also open to, and there can be something to be said for somebody that is coming in fresh, doesn't necessarily have some preconceived ideas.
Yeah, it's a balancing act for sure.
Right. And obviously not as much experience, a little bit more fear, perhaps a little greener, perhaps. I don't know if I really have an ideal Canada.
I always joke. It's kind of like first-time moms and mall tips. Like, I take a first-time mom any day of the week versus a traumatized hospital past delivery. Like, if you have someone that's new and green, you can teach them skills. They're innocent. They're open to ideas. If you have a well-established, experienced midwife, but they have a very cultural viewpoint of how birth should care and manage, that's hard to orientate and mesh styles together.
Exactly. Yep.
So, no, I'm excited for you, Terry. I mean, even like you and I talked on the sidelines, the benefits of someone, even if they don't want to work forever for a team, like this is a perfect building place. If you want to start your own private practice, you were just stressing. You would love to have someone to refer to, even if they say, hey, a couple years, I want to learn from you, but I do want to eventually do my own thing. You could teach them the business side. You can teach them the clinical side. I think what's really important to not create tension, because I hear it all the time across the country, is the midwife joins and the other midwife thinks she's going to be there forever. And then all of a sudden her idea is, I'm just going to learn from you and join a practice or be a practice across the street. If you have open conversations of your long-term, short-term goals, it just makes things so much better. I mean, I would not be opposed. If I was solo and had no one to send to, I'd be like, I don't care. I'll train you for 2-3 years. And I know your skills. I know we could collaborate. I'm benefiting my own practice by helping to grow the community, even if this, but maybe she'll see the business side and say, oh my gosh, like I will let Terry do that.
Right. Yes. And I think that we do have a unique population of midwives in our region. We don't really have a lot of competition here. Even for the midwives that are a little bit closer in proximity to each other, I think that there's not the verbiage of, oh, that midwife doesn't know as much as I do. No, we all have different skills. We're all here to support each other. There's enough work to go around for everybody. And plenty of work. And so it is, as I know, in some locations, you hear a little bit of that. You hear that,
Saturated. We've got too many midwives. Don't move here. And I'm like, that Michigan, Indiana border, the Amish, the Mennonites, and I mean, Kalamazoo has like barely anything. Like there, if any midwife wants to start a practice, even if they don't want to work with Terry and just collaborate and learn, like if you want to be busy from the beginning and you're willing to move, like this is the place to do it.
Absolutely. So. And I know that in some regions, midwives are a little bit more eating each other and, yeah. We have not seen that here. So
it's- yeah, you guys have awesome midwives. I mean, I trained in that region 12 years ago. Like I know how great, and that's what's so awesome is I know even the doulas, like knowing the birth community as a whole, like they are so collegial. There's such a, it's an amazing environment and there's such a need. The clients you serve, I mean, that Midwest low key feel, if someone's willing to move and want a slower pace of life with everything.
Oh, yes. Absolutely. Good cost of living, no traffic jams. Yes.
You get to have the nice country roads. And how much of your clients are English and how much are Amish and Mennonite community?
I do not serve very many Amish. We have a very small Amish community about between here and Kalamazoo.
Okay.
Not many there. And then truthfully, I have some in the Goshen, Indiana area because home birth is not very available there. Most of the midwives in that region are doing birth center only.
Yeah, because they've got the two. They've got Napanee and New Eden, correct? The two birth centers. Right. And yeah. Right.
And so some of the families that I've served down there are like, I really don't want to go to the birth center. I want to stay at home. And so I've had a few families. I probably would say maybe 5 or 6 Amish families a year.
Okay.
So, then the rest are your run-of-the-mill English, middle-class family, birth people. Yeah.
Awesome. Well, I'm excited for you, Terry. And I know I'm going to put a little plug in for myself, if you don't mind, about the consulting services. And we've known each other for years. And so it's been fun just to, you and your office manager, Kim, have been working with me. And I would love if you can add some suggestions of when a consultant's a good idea for your practice and how it's been going so far. I would love for that feedback for other people.
Right. So it's been very helpful as we have tried to figure out how to mainstream our services. We're bringing on other helpers in our practice, and you've helped us to perhaps delegate how to delegate which roles to which people. We brought on a nurse, and we brought on an office assistant that are beyond my primary office person. And so as we're bringing on these people to help us out with some of those other tasks, how to best utilize our time. And so that's been great to talk to you and for you to help us think outside the box, though I never considered that. Wow, that's a great idea. Yes, I don't need to be talking to every person individually, the same verbiage over and over. No, we need to streamline that so that we're utilizing our time better.
Well, and I think it's really fun because everybody's different. Some people are new green practices and we emphasize marketing and getting a good foundation. You're very well established. You need nothing for marketing. You need like demarketing. So we need to, what is Terry good at and what can we leverage other Wonder Food people's expertise? So everybody's different. And so that's why I love what I do because I can look at it and I have that complex, like there's a lot going on moving pieces and based on your budgets and your needs and where you guys want to go and what's your priority, we customize a plan. So yeah, Kim and I are going to meet together regularly and get a lot of great things accomplished for you.
Yes, I'm excited about that.
Perfect. Well, thank you so much. I know you have a ruptured lady and you've got to go do some home visits. So I'm going to let you go back to your busy schedule. And thank you so much for meeting with me and passing on your wisdom, Terry.
But thank you for helping me share what my practice is about and know that, yes, we have a great Michiana opportunity here. That's what we call the Michigan Indiana region.
Yeah. No, if you want some low-key, awesome families to serve in a very busy area to get well-established, get lots of experience, or just build your practice and work closely, I know you are looking just as much for some collaborating midwives as you are a partner in crime. So,
yes, absolutely.
Okay. Well, have a great day, Terry. Thank you.
You too. Bye.